All right, good evening, Brunswick Junior High. My name is Andrew Boyson. I teach at the University of New Hampshire. I'm looking forward to hearing your performance today. Softer, softer, softer. Bassline. Nice rounded sound. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, nice job on the afterbeats over there. Good. Good job, horn. Don't. There's a tendency when you see those, especially when the dynamic gets louder, to crush those rhythms. Be aware of that. When you get there. Good job with mezzo forte. Ba-ba-da-da. We're kind of crushing those rhythms together. It's like. Good job on the euphonium line there. Saxophone line. Nice to see a bassoon player in there. Lean on the half note. Drop. Ba-da. You know, you might work on that and da-da-da-da-da-da, making sure that we all line up on those. We all just singing it together. All articulated. Saxes, you can't be sloppy. That's so easy to be sloppy. It has to be right in there. This is way too loud, guys. It's actually a snare drum. Can you give me a softer? Bass line's a little too loud, snare's a little too loud. Actually, the melody folks are doing a pretty good job of keeping it down. Good job. Good job with the accent. More full value through the low notes. Da dee da da. Sing. Don't let those notes taper away. Nice job on that high clarinet line. Good last note. Okay, so there's some interior lines, and I don't know if I have numbers here for you guys. Doesn't look like I do. I can't see how many low brass you have back there. Some of those lines need to definitely come out more. Bum 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 would be one of them right there at the end. Make sure we hear that. It looks like we only have one horn player. You did a nice job of making sure we hear those afterbeats. So the group generally seems really well prepared on this. We might try some things with our singing rhythms together so we match up some of those things. We don't crush rhythms together. Together. Good. Very nice. Make sure we can hear the wind chimes there. Don't be in a hurry, clarinets. Clarinets, when you get to that open G, make sure you're coming down with the right hand. Get the best sound you can on that. Those are tough notes to play, and that's a great sound. Alto sax, you sound great. You can actually back off a little bit. Good job in the percussion section on this stuff. All right, so, like I said, it was really nice to have a bassoon. It was really nice to have an oboe in there, too. Very good. Great to have an oboe. Double reeds already started. That's excellent. It's excellent to have that color happening. Did you hear that trumpet thing there? Wait for B2. Half note people there, measure 31, don't breathe going into 32. Good job with these repeated notes, y'all. That's coming through very nicely, good. Careful of pitch on that. Spinning symbol roll into the resolution there. Good pitch on that, folks. Not too loud, not too loud. You sound fine. Good pitch on the end and some of your tough registers. Make sure that you don't change pitch or anything as you make that little diminuendo near the end. I don't know if you have somebody sick or something, or if I just didn't have enough percussionists back there to cover. It doesn't look like there's very many players back there. But you might be able to cover the wind chimes at least in the last bar. Once the cymbal player finishes the roll, maybe reach over and catch the mark tree for that. Okay, we're hearing all the lines here, that's great. Okay, there's a tambourine. I can't see who's playing it, but keep it right out in front of you and tap. Use the right hand to tap. We're pulling apart a little bit from each other here. I'm sure you've done this, but if it has been a problem there, I'd practice like singing those parts together so you really listen to each other or focus on the rhythmic stuff. Good job on the xylophone. Percussion, don't hide. Look at that. Good job horn and alto sax. Good job, altos. Keep the pitch up there, altos. It seems a little safe there, 41. Dun, 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 bam. Some big moments. The forte piano really didn't come down far enough. It didn't crescendo enough going into the fortissimo. Nice job with the interior voice, the, phonium line there, that one. That's very good. Good job playing through these lines. Be careful of those B flats, concert A flats as you come down through there. Make sure you go all the way to beat 4 before you release. Nice crescendo. Good. Good. Subito mezzo for a piano there. Good. Good job. Horn and altos on that. Be careful of the pitch there on the G flat and the D flat. Low brass, low brass, low brass. Guys, that's still concert D flat at the end of that bar. The end of measure 67. And then low voices. Yeah, so more drama going into that if you could. Keep supporting the sound 68 into 69, and then subito mezzo piano so that it re-emerges. Much stronger timpani 68. Don't hide. I think you're marked fortissimo, aren't you, timpani? You're kind of playing mezzo piano-ish right now. Keep it up. Watch your conductor. She's doing a really great job. She's been. Yeah, okay, good recovery. That's hard, and as things happen, it's live performance. That stuff happens. Don't worry about it. We did a nice job. Just remember, the best thing to do whenever that thing, those things happen, look up at your conductor. She's there to help you. And listen, don't get sucked into the page in front of you. Listen to each other. Percussion, this is just not nearly big enough for what's going on here. Dot 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 da. All those are short. Hey, that was good timpanist. Great job on the quarter note triplets. They all move together. The pitch is pretty good. Not really a lot of direction. I think you really have more to push it over the end. So the very last note is the biggest one you play in that whole piece. Because you have to save room for there to be room to make that happen. This is very, very well prepared. It's clear you've worked really hard, and you have a good director here who's worked really hard to make things happen for you. So a bunch of little things as we were going, things you could be working on and thinking about. Continuing to make a great sound on your instruments, trying to learn what parts of your instrument you're going to be out of tune. Thinking about matching articulations, playing things really short when they're short, and that sort of thing on a piece like this, or really soft when they're soft, that sort of thing. Percussion. I think you. I don't know if you're what your band room's like. Maybe you have to really work hard in your band room to play quietly. In here, I think you'll hear on the recording, it's pretty quiet in some of those big dramatic moments. You could definitely be stronger, especially because this, I think this is written for like 3, 4, I think six percussionists, and I think you only have 4. So there's stuff missing, so some of those big moments can definitely be bigger. Anyway, I enjoyed hearing your performance today. Lots of good stuff happening. Congratulations on that, and I look forward to hearing you again sometime soon. Take care. Have a great rest of your spring.